Hey, thank you so much for tuning in. That's right, it is the good stuff, and I'm pretty excited because I've got a piece coming up called Eating in the 50s.
In the 50s, back in like 50s. In the 1950s or in the age of like our 50s?
No, eating back in 1950s.
Okay.
So I think that'll be a lot of fun. But before we get to that, let me tell you a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. They have the latest stories, sales reports, updates online if you go to tsln.com. That's also happens to be where you go to subscribe. Make sure you check them out. Tri-State Livestock News.
And, of course, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine area. Go to visitvalentine.com. Check out the ice fishing tournament, the bull bash, a spring hunting trip, maybe even a fishing or kayaking trip next summer. You can find out 50 things to do and more at visitvalentine.com. Check it out.
Lately, I've been hearing words that, like, didn't even exist in the 50s or 60s or whatever. It kicks off with that right at the get-go. Okay. Eating in the 50s, pasta had not been invented yet. It was macaroni or spaghetti. Curry was a surname. Taco, never saw one till I was 15. Pizza sounds like a leaning tower somewhere. Bananas and oranges only appeared at Christmas time. That just kind of blew me away.
You only got the good stuff at Christmas.
Yeah, apparently. That is amazing. Now, we totally take it for granted. All chips were plain. Oil was for lubricating. Fat was for cooking. Tea was made in a teapot using tea leaves, and it was never green. Cubed sugar was regarded as posh. And chickens did not have fingers in those days. None of us had ever heard of yogurt, and healthy food consisted of anything edible. Of course, when you think about the 50s, that was essentially before all the prepared foods.
Processed stuff.
Yep, yeah. All the processed. So, more eating in the 50s. Cooking outside was called camping.
Oh, yeah.
Seaweed was not a recognized food.
Not unless you were a whale or something.
Yeah, there you go. Kebab wasn't even a word, never mind a food.
They didn't have a kebab somewhere else?
I don't know. I would think so. I don't know. We can't take it too seriously. Sugar, although a lot of it's very accurate, sugar enjoyed a good press in those days and was regarded as being white gold.
The white gold.
Yes. Prunes were medicinal and stewed.
Stewed. How do you stew a prune? Just put it in water and boil it?
Indeed. Surprisingly, muesli was readily available. It was called cattle food.
We weren't eating it back then.
Yeah, no kidding, which I don't know if you've ever had it, but I kind of liken it to cattle feed. I usually like a lot of those kind of things, but not really hooked on that. Pineapples came in chunks and were round with a hole in the middle in a tin. Did you catch that?
Tin.
In a tin. We had only ever seen a picture of a real one.
Of a real pineapple?
Yeah. Water came out of the tap. If someone had suggested bottling it and charging more than gasoline for it, they would have become a laughingstock.
Well, somebody somewhere did think of that.
Yeah, and they're laughing. They're still laughing.
They're now laughing, yes.
There were three things that we never, ever had on or at our table in the 50s.
And what were those?
Elbows.
Yep.
Hats.
Yep.
And cell phones.
And no cell phones. That's right.
Yep.
So let's take a look at some fun things here for you, some fun facts of life as we wind down the program today. Some mistakes are too much fun to only make once.
That's a good attitude.
We could learn a lot from crayons. Some are sharp, some are pretty, and some are dull. Some have weird names, and all are different colors. But they all have to live in the same box.
And they do a good job.
They do. A truly happy person is one who can enjoy the scenery on a detour.
Hmm. I like that. One of the best trips we ever took is because my mom took a wrong turn and we weren't lost. We just went home a different way.
Here's something for you. Birthdays are good for you. The more you have, the longer you live.
That's right. It's a proven fact, scientific.
Since it's the early worm that gets eaten by the bird, sleep late.
That's some my motto.
Little tidbits in there for you to have a happy life. And we hope that you do have a happy life and a happy holidays. Merry Christmas, everyone, from The Good Stuff.